Chapter 11. The Second Creature. Victor was full of doubts and fears.
Was I right to make that promise? My stomach turns at the idea of making another creature.
His behavior was strange, and his eyes were wild. His father was very worried.
Something is troubling you. What is it?
I cannot speak about it, Father.
Elizabeth, too, was concerned.
Do you love another woman, Victor? Tell me, I will understand.
No, Elizabeth, I love only you. I want to marry you. But first there is something I must do. Please do not ask me any more.
He found an isolated house and prepared to make the second creature. Once again, he had to collect the body parts. The work filled him with disgust, but he forced himself to continue.
I am sick with horror, but it is the only way to protect my family.
Sometimes he sensed that the creature was watching him.
I know he is there. I can feel it inside me.
Finally, the work was almost finished. But when Victor looked at the terrible body on the table, his fear grew stronger.
Perhaps she will be 1,000 times more evil than he is. How can I know? Perhaps together they will create a race of monsters. The world will never forgive me for letting this happen.
He turned and saw the creature at the window.
What eyes the monster has. What a look of hate. No! I cannot go on with this work.
He picked up a knife and cut the body on the table into pieces. The creature screamed with anger and despair.
Frankenstein, what have you done? You have broken your promise to me.
Yes, I will never, never make another creature like you to bring terror into the world.
You have destroyed my only hope of happiness. Now, I have nothing but hate and revenge.
Go, monster! I have made my decision. I cannot help you.
Yes, I am going. But remember this, Frankenstein. I will be with you on your wedding night.